Welcome to Afterword. This is Peter. Today's sermon recap will focus on 2 Peter 1, 16 to 21. But before we go there, I want to jump back a couple paragraphs and address a question I overlooked. In 2 Peter 1:10, Peter wrote, "Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election." What does that mean, to confirm your calling and election? Is this the same thing that Paul commands in 2 Corinthians 13:5? Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. The reason this is such an important question is that many Christians, especially those with sensitive consciences, can hear commands like these and be sent into cycles of introspective examinations of their salvation. Did I really mean it when I prayed as a kid? Have I sinned against the light that was given to me? Am I bearing enough fruit to have any reasonable level of confidence that confirms my calling and election? So in light of this, let me very quickly make one distinction and one clarification. Here's the distinction. We should not conflate 2 Corinthians 13:5 with 2 Peter 1:10. 2 Corinthians 13:5, again, the command to examine yourselves, is addressed to a group of people who were questioning apostolic authority, claiming to know more than God's appointed leaders, not living lives characterized by purity. And in light of all of this and much more, Paul is advising them to take a step back and test yourselves, examine yourselves. If an apple tree is producing no apples, it might not be an apple tree, especially if it's producing figs. And this this command is different from the one given in 2 Peter. In 2 Peter 1, Peter is addressing a group of Christians who, for the most part, are established in the truth. 1:12. Their faith is in Jesus, and they are living in humility and community. He is saying that confirmation of your calling and election comes simply as you continue to grow. His invitation is not to continually engage in a self-focused introspection to evaluate if you've been sincere enough, sacrificial enough, fruitful enough. But Christians confirm their calling as they simply live it out. Stay in the growth process. That's the message of 2 Peter 1. In this life, we never stop growing. Now, of course, we all go through seasons that are either more fruitful or less fruitful. We go through dark times when we can't see any fruit. You begin to wonder if we're going to make it. And God says, even of those times, Psalm 1, the blessed is like a tree that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In other words, God is sustaining us, bearing fruit through us at the right time, even if we can't see it in the moment. Interestingly, the source of this sustainable growth in Psalm 1 is the Word. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And this is the big point we focused on this past Sunday in 2 Peter 1:19. You will do well to pay attention to the prophetic word. Peter gives three big reasons why we pay attention to the Scriptures. We've seen the preview, we need the light, and they come from God. We've seen the preview, we need the light, and they come from God. So number one, we've seen the preview. The sneak peek at the majesty of Jesus was seen by Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration and is a tiny preview of the majesty of Jesus that will be displayed for all to see when Jesus returns in glory. We've seen the preview, which confirms the prophetic word promising his coming. Number two, we need the light. Until Jesus returns, we are in the dark without the scriptures. We, yes, 1 Corinthians 13:12, we know in part, but the scriptures are the way for us to have light for our paths as we follow through the darkness until the day dawns, until Jesus returns. And then number three, we need the light, and then they come from God. Scripture does not come from man's interpretation or man's volition, but men spoke from God. So we pay attention. So this week, hopefully, each morning, but even if you can start with one time, set aside at least 15 minutes to pay attention to God's word. Read a passage. And then rather than lunging toward the day's obligations, read it again. Stay in it for a moment. Savor the story. Give thanks. Worship. Some of you who have been at North Hills for a while will remember the Transformation Circle, a tool we taught years ago to help us slow down, pay attention to God's word. It has four parts: listen, respond, obey, share. Yes, some of you may want to revisit that. These are simply some ideas. Each of us needs to find a way to slow down, to pay attention to God's word. Let me give you one way. Sometime I'll talk about this more, but one way I am finding really helpful. I'm finding that when I'm walking while repeatedly quoting passages I'm working on, opens up my ears and softens my heart to the voice of God in a way that's not the same as sitting. And I don't know why that is. It's maybe just the way I'm wired. But his word comes alive. So don't be afraid to try different methods. I will be praying for you this week as you pay attention to God's word. Thanks for listening to Afterwards.